At the start of the Trump administration, Democrats laid out a massive infrastructure plan and said they were eager to work with the president on it. Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott says that offer still stands, but he fears the GOP already spent all the money on other Republican agenda items.
We have a $1.5 trillion tax cut, and so it's going to be very difficult for him to pay for the infrastructure that he promised, fund the military, and fund the other essential forms of government.
Republicans disagree. They're praising the president for painting an optimistic picture of the U.S. economy. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman thinks it's only going to get better from here.
I do think that the $1.5 trillion tax cut is something that will grow our economy, so I think those are good things.
As for funding the president's $1.5 trillion infrastructure package, Whitman says if there's a will, there's a way.
There are other things that we can do, I think, to find the dollars necessary. And you heard of him, to be imaginative with state and local governments and the private sector to look at leveraging those dollars there. So I think there's a lot of places for us to look at to be able to get those opportunities to bring resources together to make that happen.
Even some Republicans are criticizing Trump for not providing enough specifics, but they say there's time to flush out the details. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.